Hello, everyone. It's Mary Lou Tyler. Today's guest is someone that I consider one of the top most experts on how to properly utilize the telephone in order to not only build your list, but also to close more deals at the other end of the pipeline. And what we're interested in learning about today from Wendy Weiss is the conversations that happen at top of funnel. So actually starting conversations with people we don't know, or following up on conversations that come inbound to our company through our marketing efforts, and taking those through to a natural progression of, wow, this is really something I want to know about. And so we engage them to the point where they entered the sales process with a higher likelihood of closing. So today's guest is Wendy Weiss. She's also known as the Queen of Cold Calling, which I'm sure a lot of you follow her. And if not, make sure that you do. She is an author, speaker, sales trainer, and coach. She's also recognized as one of the, if not the, leading authority on lead generation, cold calling, and new business development. She works with companies large and small, including such companies as Sprint, Avon Products, ADP, and she's also serviced thousands of entrepreneurs throughout the country. She's also been featured in the New York Times, Business Week, Entrepreneur, Forbes, Selling Power, Inc., you name it. She has articles and information in there that we can all learn from. She also has some books that she's the author of, Cold Calling for Women, Opening Doors, Closing Sales, The Sales Winner's Handbook, which I have on my desk in my office. It never leaves my desk. And The Essential Scripts and Strategies to Skyrocket Sales Performance. Wendy, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you so much, Mary Lou. I'm so happy to be here.
Very good. So, as you know, my first question is going to be, why the telephone?
Why the telephone? Yes, I knew that was going to be your first question. And the answer is really very simple. When you're on the telephone, that is the next best thing to being directly in front of your prospect. You're making that human being to human being connection over the telephone. And I have yet to see a single study that shows that sales professionals get more traction, set more appointments, find more opportunities from simply emailing or using social media versus using the phone. Every single study that I have seen shows that when you use the phone, your numbers go up. Mm-hmm. On top of that, there was a really interesting article in the New York Times about a year ago, and it was about a study that was done at the University of Chicago. And they studied oral communication versus written communication. And the spoken communication, what that could be, it could be face-to-face with somebody, it could be over the phone, it could be a voicemail versus written communication, an email, a letter, even maybe something in social media. What they discovered through this research was that if people hear you talk, they think you are smarter and they are much more likely to take action on whatever it is you are talking about. And so these are all the reasons that using the telephone is still relevant today at the end of 2016 going into 2017. If you want to sell more, you need to use the phone.
Yep. So the big pushback I always get is from the fact that email is ubiquitous. People do use it a lot. And they don't necessarily know two things. One is, how do you tie the phone in to, if you are sending an email sequence out to a prospect, how and when do you tie the phone in? And also, what do you say when you're on the phone? Now, that your book, at least the one that I have on my desk, which is the Sales Winner's Handbook, Essential Scripts and Strategies, that book has a ton of examples in when to use the phone, how to use the phone, and also what to say on the phone. What prompted you to get to that detail in a book like this for people?
Well, the two questions that I am asked all the time about telephone prospecting, I mean, the first question is always, Wendy, I'm really uncomfortable or I'm really scared. How do I get past this? And then the second question is always, well, what do I say? And I'm a really big believer that if you know what you're going to say, you're not going to be that uncomfortable, or you're not going to be as uncomfortable. And that's a large part of the reason that I wrote the Sales Winner's Handbook, which is essentially a script book. It is a what do you say in all the different kind of situations that might possibly come up. And so it's the kind of thing, some of the scripts you can use as is, some of them you can adapt or use as a model to create your own. That's why I wrote the Sales Winner's Handbook.
And what I like about it, too, is in the book you talk about the importance of a sales process. Now, folks who listen to this podcast know Mary Lou is a sales enablement strategist, so I'm all about sales process. Could you talk a little bit about the differences of the sales process? For example, you talk about in one chapter the naming the prospect, and then in another chapter you talk about what to do when you know who the right person is. So let's talk about naming the prospect. What kind of process do you recommend for people to actually go about accomplishing that process?
Sure. Well, one of the dumbest things that people say about cold calling is that it's opening up the phone book and kind of calling anybody and make 300 dials a day, and eventually somebody's going to say yes to you. I don't think that ever worked really well, but it certainly doesn't work today. And so the very first thing that anyone needs to do to be successful at prospecting is to be very, very specific and very, very targeted about who it is you're trying to reach. And you know, for example, sometimes when I'm working with clients, I will say to them, describe an ideal prospect, and their response will be, oh, well, it could be a company with anywhere from 10 to 50,000 employees, which is just way too broad. Is it 10? Is it 50,000? Or is it somewhere in the middle? And so what we have to do is really hone in on for whatever the offering is, who is most likely to say yes, and to say yes multiple times and buy a whole lot. That's essentially who we're looking for. And so step one is always define what is your target. And a lot of sales professionals skip this really important step. And then they're just all over the place, and it doesn't work, because what you say has to be relevant to the person that you say it to. And if you're calling, for example, a business owner with 10 employees, that's a different conversation from that high-level decision maker at a company with 50,000 employees.
Exactly.
So that's step one in the process. What's the target? And you might have multiple targets, but then you need to define them all.
Right. And in my new book, Predictable Prospecting, we talk about ideal prospect personas. And so that means within a company, if you're selling into companies, B2B, business to business, there are multiple people that may be a part of the sales process at different entry points in the actual sales pipeline. So what Wendy's saying is that you have to identify who these people are, because you may be having conversation with them along the way. And also they have a specific language, as she mentioned, that they are going to be listening for from you in order to feel comfortable that you understand who they are, why they matter, and what challenges they have. Now, I want to talk another thing that really resonated with me. Coming from a call center background, which is where I came up from the ranks, is this concept of scripts. And I loved what you said in the book about we all use scripts, whether or not they are on a piece of paper. The way we talk and the way we repeat things when we're talking to people on the phone is a script. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Absolutely, because this one of my pet peeves, Mary Lou, my client said, "Oh, I can't use this script. I can't be myself," and I would argue that having a script enables you to be the very best self that you can possibly be. And we all have, you know, when I'm doing a workshop, for example, I'll say, "Who has an elevator speech?" And everybody in the room raises their hand, you know, or who has a certain way that you always introduce yourself to a new prospect and everybody raises their hand? You probably have certain questions that you get asked all the time and you kind of have a standard answer and everybody raises their hand. Mm-hmm. You probably have certain objections that you hear all the time and you kind of have a standard answer and everybody raises their hand. And so everyone is using scripts. If you have something that you say over and over and over again, that's a script. It may not be written down, but it's still a script. And so the question is not, should I use a script? That is the wrong question. The question is, does my script work? If you introduce yourself to a prospect and they say, "I'm not interested," and hang up, your script doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're saying doesn't get you the result that you're looking for.
So for those of you listening, I want to reiterate and let the light bulb go on here, because this is a very important concept for business development. We're talking to a lot more people during the course of our day and trying to find the right person who is willing to start a conversation with us. It's not as if we have someone already in the pipeline, already an opportunity, and we're trying to get them to close. We are, by definition, going to be talking to a lot more people, which means the planning portion of our dialogue is so important. And if you write something out and then memorize it, and then over time, you will find that it has its own natural rhythm to it. What we're saying here is that planning process has got to happen in order for you to be more impactful on the telephone. And this, I can tell you, Wendy, that I have still in my office some 4x6 frame boards that I there's a picture of this on LinkedIn for those of you who are saying, "Sure, Mary Lou." There's a picture of my script list, which has the introductions. It has the various objections that I'm going to be hearing by persona, then segueing them into a next step. So I answer the objection, I follow up with an impactful question, and then I suggest a next step. All of those are written out, they're in tree format, and I've memorized them all because it's something that we have to do as business developers in order to get better at our craft. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. And I'm going to piggyback on top of that, that you also need to test. In other words, once you come up with your messaging, let's say your basic introduction, and you think that you're right on target, that this is going to work, and you start making your calls, if you find it's not working, it's either what you're saying or how you're saying it or both. And if it's not working, then you need to tweak the approach and try something else. And I think that's sometimes the missing piece when people talk about scripting, because they'll say, "Oh, I have a script."
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you setting any appointments? No. Then your script doesn't work.
Right. And we should be used to this because everyone's been drilled on the importance of what we call A/B split testing for email. So Typically we are going out with two, sometimes more flavors of an email to see which one performs better. Why would we not do this for the telephone? It just, I don't understand where we kind of lost our way with the phone, Wendy.
Yeah. Well, people think it's magic. People think it's the born salesperson, that somehow people are just born knowing how to do this. That's a myth. By the way, the queen of cold calling, I was really lucky. Somebody taught me this skill set many years ago, and learning this skill set enabled me to build a business. So it's like being a very talented athlete does not mean you're going to go to the Olympics. Talent alone is not enough. It's a skill set. And sometimes people think, oh, I've got the gift of gab, therefore I'm a born salesperson, therefore I should be able to do this. Not necessarily true.
Exactly. Now, how have the rules changed, though? Because, you know, everyone, I'm sure you read a lot about cold calling. What's changed dramatically with the advent of the internet, or just being in, now we're in 2016, what kind of rules that are you emphatic about making sure that your students and your clients know about cold calling in this day and age?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, I've been doing this for well over 20 years. And 20 years ago, it was really easy to get people on the phone. Mm-hmm. You could just fly through a list, have a whole bunch of conversations, set a ton of appointments, and you could do it all in a couple of hours. It was really fairly easy. And, of course, today, people don't answer their phones, or they don't answer their phones the way they did 20 years ago. So I would say that's probably the first thing that has changed. Is if you listen to or read any interviews with me or anything that I wrote many years ago, I would have said, don't leave a voicemail. Just hang up and call somebody else. Mm-hmm. Today, we need some strategies to get people to return phone calls because they're hard to reach. And so what we do with clients, and there are examples in the Sales Winner's Handbook, we create messaging for voicemail campaigns, which are a series of messages that you leave over time. And if you have email addresses, you do it in conjunction with email. And it significantly increases the number of return phone calls. So that's, you know, that's one really big change, is the need to leave voicemails and also reach out via email. Another thing that's changed is because it's important, and the voicemail campaign is sort of marketing 101. We know that repetition increases response. That's marketing 101.
Right.
You know, 20 years ago, I had a little box with index cards in it, and each index card had the name of the contact I was trying to reach, and I had it organized by date, and it was a really easy system, and it worked because it was really easy to get people on the phone. Today, you just can't do things manually. You cannot do this with an Excel spreadsheet. You really do need to have some sort of software to keep you organized so that you know who you're calling, when you need to call them, what message you're on. If you're creating a voicemail campaign and you have four or five different messages, which message are you on? You need to be able to keep track of all of this. So it is close to impossible to be effective without using some kind of CRM software to keep you organized, calling the right person at the right time.
And you talk about that a lot in your book, about the process of tracking not only what number you're on, but the theme of the voicemail, so that you can, as you said before, test and improve as you go through. And again, we are making a lot of phone calls because top of funnel, by definition, says that we're dwindling a list down into those viable candidates who are worthy to go through the sales cycle with us. So we're going to be on the phone a lot more than, say, an account executive who's taking an opportunity and trying to close the new business. In some cases, I know you take it all the way through, and you may have a lot of your clients that also prospect and close. So, but these skills that you teach in the book are ones that are vital, especially for business developers, which is the fastest growing sales need. I was just talking to somebody out of Chicago where the numbers are staggering as to how many people they are looking for in 2017 in this capacity of business development. I mean, it's wild. So your teachings, the way that you go about utilizing the phone and blending it in, it's just vital to the success of anyone who wants to develop new business.
Absolutely. And we get significant numbers of prospects returning phone calls, replying to emails, and that's what starts the process.
I mean, just think about whoever's listening now. Did you hear Wendy say returned calls? How many of you in your heart of hearts are getting returned calls from colder prospects? Truly. There's a method. Everything Wendy does is a method or a process or a framework or a formula in her book that you can follow, tweak. You start off with, you know, maybe start off with her template, tweak it to your language, your industry, and then track the results. It takes the guesswork and the stress out of what to say, when to say it, who to say it to, and how to say it. So exactly. You're covering all of that, which is fabulous. Let's switch. We have a little bit of time. I wanted to talk about voicemail. I can't find the section in the book, but there was a discussion you had about what I call triangulation, which is calling multiple people within the organization and letting them know that you're going to be contacting each other. I'm not sure if that was a voicemail or email, but do you recall teaching that concept of getting, from a social proof perspective, people anxious and excited about having a meeting with you because you're also talking to others within the organization? Is that making sense?
Yes, actually. And we also do it, let's say that there are a number of companies that you're interested in doing business with, and they're all I do this with clients that have to really travel for business. And let's say there's a particular vertical market,
right,
and they have to travel for business. And what we do is we stack appointments because they have to get in their car, they have to get on a plane and go wherever it is. And so we get that anchor appointment. And then all the rest of the calls are, we'll be meeting with whoever it is they're meeting with on the date. And I'd, you know, like to come by and introduce myself to you as well. And because it's in the same vertical market, people are, the prospect, oh, you're meeting with one of my competitors? Yeah, I want to hear what you have to say too.
Which is great. So you can use that for geographic. Another application that immediately came to mind was when we're doing business development for trade shows. Say we do a trade show in an area, or we're having an executive briefing in an area, and it's our responsibility to contact colder accounts to get them to go to the meeting. This is a perfect way to use this process that you have in the book in order to get more butts in seats, as they say, or get more people meeting with you, depending on where you're at geographically.
Yeah. And the other way we do it, let's say, for example, you're speaking with the CEO of your target company who says, well, I've really delegated that to somebody else. What you do is you call the somebody else and say, well, I was just speaking at length with whatever the CEO's name is, and the CEO told me that you were really the person I needed to be meeting with. So you kind of leverage that initial conversation. You're essentially saying, hey, your boss said I should meet with you. Works really well.
It does. I mean, that whole, I think it was chapter 7 in your book, Leveraging Appointments. That's where I read that made perfect sense for business development, because a lot of times we get stuck. I get emails all the time from students and from clients and people who've read the book that say, you know, I can get the person to say that I'm the right guy, you're naming the person piece, but I can't get to the first meeting. I have trouble getting to the first meeting. So, you know, this is one way to do that. And there's a ton of scripts in the book that talk about leveraging the value proposition that you have, overcoming objections, and what to say to get to that first meeting so that you can start adding more opportunities to the pipeline. And that's really what it's all about. So within the next few minutes, what I'd like to share is, Wendy, I'd like you to tell us about what you have coming up, because I know the people listening to this podcast, we're all suffering from fear of the phone. We know that the phone amplifies. I mean, I don't know if you have statistics, but for my work, we typically look for a 7-9% response rate on emails. When we use the phone, that just triples our results. And we
Absolutely.
Get into, you know, 20-25% response rate. So given that, the phone is a very important and integral part of the work that we do. And if we want to get better and we want to master business development, we have got to integrate the phone. So tell us what's coming up. Now, this webinar is probably posting in January of 2017. What's coming up that people can grab some of your knowledge and learn from you?
Sure. Well, the first thing I want to do for anyone that is managing a sales team is to invite you to download my complimentary ebook, A Practical Guide to Getting Sales Teams to Prospect. And I wrote this particular ebook because what I see, and I'm sure you see it too, Mary Lou, is that too often sales, you know, newly hired sales reps fail because they just can't build the pipeline. Mm-hmm. And then they don't build the pipeline, they don't sell anything, and then 6 months or a year later they're gone, and you have to hire somebody else. So I wrote the Practical Guide to Getting Sales Teams to Prospect to help managers, anybody that manages a sales team, get their people up and running and prospecting. So that actually, I know you're going to post a link for that with the show notes, you know, and we will also, you'll also be posting a link to my book, The Sales Winner's Handbook, for anyone that wants to pick up a copy of The Sales Winner's Handbook. Okay. And then later in 2017, I run a group coaching program called Prospecting Mastery. The sole focus of Prospecting Mastery is to turn sales professionals into rainmakers by helping them set more meetings with qualified decision makers. That's the entire focus of the program, more meetings with qualified decision makers. And if you'd like some information about that program, actually, why don't you give us a call? Our toll-free number is it's 866-220-4242.
That's great advice, because we are talking about utilizing the phone. And, you know, it's funny because on my website, I have an Ask Mary Lou telephone. You can leave me a voicemail, and it's not used very often, which is kind of interesting. But I respond to all of those personally. So, you know, I love the idea of, if you want to know more about this course, you know, 2017 is right around the corner. The class is going to be within the first quarter, it sounds like, that Wendy's offering, which means you're going to jumpstart your pipeline. And second quarter is typically when we sort of become a little lackadaisical on trying to get our pipeline built. So it's a perfect time to utilize the teachings from Wendy's course in starting to build pipeline. This, by far, is probably going to be the best gift you give yourselves in terms of really becoming proficient at utilizing the phone. And you'll find that you're going to probably prefer the phone, because one of the things, a statistic that is true out there now, is that one phone conversation is about 15 or so emails back and forth. And I think that it's becoming even more so. Now, there are some tricks and to get people on the phone, as you know, and there are people who are avoiding the phone, but we need to work with that as business developers in order to find those blocks of time, getting back to that target persona, that our people are in the office and willing to take our call. So a lot of this is the technique, the strategies, getting better at utilizing the phone. Wendy's courses and her books are going to be a great asset to you going forward. Wendy, thank you so much for your time. And could you let the folks know, now I'm going to, just so you know, in the show notes will be all your contact information. But if you let them know, besides the 866 number, how can they start getting a dose of Wendy more regularly now?
Well, please visit my website, which is coldcallingresults.com. And you can also call us. And actually, like you, Mary Lou, I return phone calls. So if you call us at 866-220-4242, you'll probably get a call back from me.
You'll get a human.
You'll get a human being. Yeah, there you go. And if I may, Mary Lou, I'd like to share some success stories from the Prospecting Mastery Program very briefly.
Because
we just finished a program, and the very last class, I went around and I asked each participant, what changed for you over the course of this program? Because everybody that was in the program, of course, was needing to do business development, and a lot of them were very phobic. A lot of them, you know, they'd never done it before. They were scared. So I went around and I asked each one, what changed for you? And every single one of them said some version of, oh, well, now I just call my prospect and I get my prospect on the phone and then I say what I have to say and they book a meeting. And there was one young man who, and this is very funny, he had really been struggling at the beginning of the class, and what he said was, well, I was at the Jiffy Lube getting my oil changed, so I started making some phone calls and I booked 3 meetings.
Wow.
Yeah. So. It is, you know, doable.
That's so good to hear. I mean, I will share a statistic from one client a while ago. He was unable to get more than 6 meaningful conversations in a week. That's not even booking a meeting. That's just getting a meaningful conversation. And boy, you know, we're trying to shoot for 5 meaningful conversations each and every day. As part of generating 8 to 10 qualified opportunities a month is kind of the formula that we used to use for predictable revenue. And so, you know, just that alone, that he can do 3, is pretty amazing. That's wonderful. I love stories like that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a foundational skill set that when you master it, it will change your life. Because you can talk to anybody, anywhere, and you understand how to get them to take action.
And the environment that you've set up for teaching and for people to feel good about learning and getting that mastery, is it's a very safe and risk-free environment. So for those of you who are thinking about this and you know who you are, you know you need to have a class like this and study this. You know, let me ask you one thing before we go. You know, the classes, how long is usually a course like this?
The Prospecting Mastery Program is actually a 4-month training and coaching program. And we do it over 4 months. And it's done online, so you don't have to go anywhere. But we do it over 4 months so that we can really support the people in the program in making their prospecting calls and troubleshoot when need be, hold their hands when need be, you know, whatever it is the people in the program need to make sure that they're effective.
Yeah. So, you know, it's basically you're spending the time in becoming an expert, a master at something that is vital to the success of our work, the work that we do. When we're hired in as business developers, the goal is to try to get someone to raise a hand and engage with us. And we cannot do that just with email. We cannot do that by texting or social. We need to use the phone. The phone is a powerful tool, always has been, and always probably will continue to be the vehicle that gets that human connection, that rapport, that trust building, so that people will engage and go the rest of the way down the pipeline with you. Wendy, thank you so much for your time. I very much appreciate you taking time out to speak with us. And I will get all these links for everybody up on the website on your page when the podcast is live. And that way they can start learning right away from all your material.
Okay, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Mary Lou. I enjoyed our conversation.
Me too. Thanks again.